Hello and welcome to church. I'm David Locke, the minister of Banff and King Edward Parish Churches, but I'm here to lead a service for whoever wants to join us, wherever they are. It's great that we can join together in this way to open up to God and to open up to Jesus, who at this time we can start to look forward to his coming at Christmas. This is officially the first Sunday of Advent, the official time when we can start thinking about Jesus coming as the child who will be the saviour of the world. Can start thinking not just about shopping, but about the real hope and light and love that he offers once again to a needy world, light amidst the darkness of whatever situation we're in. The task of Advent is to open up again. Let our hearts focus on what really matters. And we're going to do that with a little bit of help from the Bible, from the prophecies of Isaiah, saying that peace and justice can come back into the world through the coming one who will help us open up to that way of truth. And with the help of Saint Andrew. This is just around the time of Saint Andrew's Day. And so today we're going to look at what the Bible tells us about Andrew. We're going to look beyond the legends that can sometimes be quite fictitious to the real Andrew, who can give us pointers about how to open up to Jesus, how to let the light in and out to others. There are some real ways that we can use Advent over the coming weeks to help ourselves and others share the peace that is offered to us. And we'll be using some of the traditional carols today and in coming Sundays to help us. We start by listening to that carol, In the Bleak Midwinter. It speaks of the growing darkness, but also of the light that can come in. Listen now to In the Bleak Midwinter. Getting darker and colder. Darkness has always been part of life, not just winter darkness. the darkness of despair in our own lives and in society and the wider world. But from the biblical times, there has always been hope of God acting to bring light into that darkness, and still will. The great prophet Isaiah foresaw a time that God would act, and his words are seen as foreshadowing the coming of Jesus as the light bringer. Listen now to two of his famous prophecies from Isaiah chapters 2 and 11, read for us by Robert.
Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And in chapter 11, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them.
Isaiah says one day many peoples will draw closer to God. God will show us the way of justice and righteousness and peace, so that one day people will give up ways of war. But the way will be through the unique chosen one of God, descended from Israel's historical leaders, who will have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and more. The one who can judge people rightly and help the poor, and it will be a little child that will lead the way. We see in all this something of Jesus coming, offering that vision of peace and no more war. It's dreams we can rekindle for our world today. Isaiah's words are incorporated in a statue in the grounds of the United Nations, so often overlooked. Now is a time we can rekindle that vision of peace, not war, and we need to hold on to it for these difficult times. We need to use our Advent time to open up again to what is needed for peace across our world, in our community, and personally within us. Isaiah also says for us that we need to open up wherever the signs are. The vision of peace that we think of at Christmas remains vital, and it's possible. Northern Ireland over the years has taught us that. World War II has taught us that, but it's a struggle, and we have to buy into the vision again and again and work for peace and justice. We need to let the vision of justice into our hearts. Is it right, for example, our country cutting our aid budget to the world's poorest at this time? Should we speak up for them? Should we do something? Maybe we need to recapture the vision and truth of Christmas in practical ways. Write letters to the council or our local MP or MSP. But especially use the coming weeks of Advent to rekindle the hope within ourselves, the vision of Christmas, the true vision of peace. Let's rekindle it partly in prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we come to open up our hearts to you, to the God of peace and justice. We so often just let the world rush by, but we have a chance in the coming weeks to let the light into the darkness, into our hearts, and to share it with others. So we come just now, speak to us, challenge us. And that's a hard thing to say, but challenge us if we are too complacent. Challenge us if we've lost the vision, the hope, the peace. Come and share your peace in our hearts, that we can trust again in the coming Christ child and open up to him and the vision that he offers, and that we can share it with others. Forgive us for all the times we've just rushed on and ignored or looked to our own plastic needs and not the real needs that we have of your peace, your light, your hope. Forgive us and renew us in the coming weeks, and help us be people of light. As we pray in Jesus' words, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. We're going to listen in a moment to an old classic song, David Bowie and Bing Crosby singing Little Drummer Boy, Peace on Earth. It has lines in it which reflect that hope for peace. Come, they told me, a newborn king to see. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see the day when men of goodwill live in peace again. Listen now.
Come, they told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our finest gifts we bring
of glory.
See the day.
Living peace, so peace on earth,
when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his best.
I pray my wish will come true.
It's
for my child and your child too.
We'll
see the day of glory.
I pray my
day
for him
when men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace again. Peace on earth, can it be? Can it be?
We move on now to think of what we can learn from Saint Andrew. Not the legends that can sometimes turn into some sort of tartan brave heart, but the real Andrew we hear about in the Bible. He's mentioned in different parts of the New Testament, never in greatly wonderful ways, but more in small ways where he makes a real difference. He perhaps can be a role model for us and show us how we each can still make a difference in our own lives and in others. Our first reading about Andrew is the original summary of how Andrew and his brother Peter first decided to follow Jesus. It's a bit of a summary which actually curtails the probable elongated process, but it's useful nonetheless, as Robert reads for us from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4.
When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he went away to Galilee. He did not stay in Nazareth, but went to live in Capernaum, a town by Lake Galilee, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali. This was done to make come true what the prophet Isaiah had said. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, on the road to the sea, on the other side of the Jordan, Galilee, land of the Gentiles. The people who live in darkness will see a great light. On those who live in the dark land of death, the light will shine. From that time, Jesus began to preach his message. Turn away from your sins, because the kingdom of heaven is near. As Jesus walked along the shore of Lake Galilee, he saw two brothers who were fishermen, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, catching fish in the lake with a net. Jesus said to them, "Come with me, and I will teach you to catch people." At once they left their nets and went with him.
The reading begins with how Jesus starts his public ministry, following on from his cousin John the Baptist, who has been imprisoned, following on from Jesus' time of trial in the desert. Jesus and his followers do not know perfect peace. They know a troubled world and they know darkness and struggle, but yet the light can shine out nonetheless, because within Jesus has an inner peace he shares. He heads off to Galilee and fulfills another great prophecy that God's chosen one would come from there to bring light and goodness and peace into a world of darkness. Jesus calls it his kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, a growing spirit within people that spreads outwards to change the world for the better, bit by bit. Jesus calls people then and now to turn away from what is wrong that drags ourselves and others down, because God is coming near, offering something of his kingdom of goodness and peace and justice, as Isaiah had foretold. This inspired Peter and Andrew to give up all they had at that point and get close to Jesus, follow Jesus. That's what Christmas is offering us again, light amidst dark, not just in Christmas lights, but peace in our hearts as we share with others a better and good way forward. If we, like Andrew, don't just let Christmas pass by again, but let the real spirit in, let Jesus in again to our hearts and follow. He comes to offer us second chances, and it begins with a little child leading the way, and with us letting the light and love grow in us and out to others. It's not easy, whatever age we're at, to open up again and try again. But if we're willing to follow Jesus again and leave behind our nets, leave behind the things that drag us down, the things that stop us being followers of the light, it's possible. What's stopping you? Might you reflect on that over the Advent period? Listen to the hymn, "Come, Thou Long Expected."
Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus. Oh.
Our next readings are really three short readings of different events that included St. Andrew. From the Gospel of John chapter 1, where we see more of the detail behind Andrew and Peter deciding to follow Jesus and find it took a little more time than just a quick, hasty decision. And we also find Andrew was the person who first introduced Peter, the future leader of the church, to Jesus. Then we hear from chapter 6 of John's Gospel and chapter 12, which shows Andrew was open to people of different sorts of backgrounds, to strangers and to children. And he was good at bringing them to Jesus. Can we learn from him in his openness to people, as Robert now reads for us?
The next day, John was standing there again with two of his disciples when he saw Jesus walking by. "There is the Lamb of God," he said. The two disciples heard him say this and went with Jesus. Jesus turned, saw them following him, and asked, "What are you looking for?" They answered, "Where do you live, Rabbi?" This word means teacher. "Come and see," he answered. It was then about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So they went with him and saw where he lived and spent the rest of that day with him. One of them was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. At once he found his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah." This word means Christ. Then he took Simon to Jesus. And in chapter 6, another one of his disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, said, "There is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but they will certainly not be enough for all these people." "Make the people sit down," Jesus told them. There was a lot of grass there. So all the people sat down. There were about 5,000 men. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, and distributed it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. And in chapter 12, some Greeks were among those who had gone to Jerusalem to worship during the festival. They went to Philip and said, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and the two of them went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has now come for the Son of Man to receive great glory. Whoever wants to serve me must follow me, so that my servant will be with me where I am, and my Father will honour anyone who serves me."
So we see the process of growing in faith was not instantaneous for Andrew and Peter. It was more like that for many of us. Seeds had been sown for their faith, and after spending time with Jesus, they knew they had to follow him. We need to let seeds of faith grow in us this Christmas. See the different ways Jesus meets our needs. John called him the Lamb of God, the one who was to come to sacrifice himself so we can know forgiveness. But that he's also in that reading called Rabbi or teacher, the one who can help us through life's trials and priorities. Jesus challenges them then to open up to him, open up to the truth. Jesus asks them, "What are you looking for? What is it you want?" and tells them to come and see. At times, I think we all need to be challenged by those questions and respond by looking more closely at Jesus himself and his teachings. Christmas can be an opportunity for that. In the coming weeks, ask yourself, what are you really looking for in life at this stage in your life? Love, friendship, a job, a bigger house, peace on earth. Let Christmas speak to you and guide you. What's important at this stage in your life? What are you really looking for? And then do something. Explore the Bible. Pray. Help a neighbour. Join a church. Commit yourself. And share the hope of Christmas with others, the way Andrew brought his brother Peter. Then we see Andrew as the one who is open to people of different backgrounds and helps them come and see Jesus. This was a key moment when Greeks, not Jews, were wanting to meet with Jesus and recognizing the hope of Jesus is for the whole world in effect. Jesus says now his truth, his peace are starting to spread to the whole world, but it still requires us and others to follow, and it needs people to respond. And it's Andrew, we notice, who plays his quiet part in being open to strangers and sharing with them and bringing them to Jesus. Are we that open? Then lastly, we hear the famous incident where Jesus feeds the large crowd miraculously, despite his disciples thinking that they can't do anything. And it was Andrew who was central. He brought a little boy to Jesus who had a few loaves and fishes. And in Jesus' hands, everybody is fed. It was Andrew who introduced somebody to Jesus who helped others get fed. Andrew shows us to be open to strangers and open to children. What one person can do, in effect, is quite amazing with Jesus' help, if we're open to the needs of others and open to Jesus. We can all do amazing things still, if we've got the faith and the practicality of Andrew. Let's come to Jesus in prayer for others. Let us pray. Lord God, you've told us to look forward to more peace in our world, to light entering darkness. So we pray for anybody who's needing that light at this time. People in our own street, people in our own community, people in our own families, wherever they are, we pray for them and we name them before you. We pray for the troubles in our country and across the world. Help light shine out in Christmas. Despite all the lockdowns, may the hope of Christmas shine out to those who are needing it most. We pray for the poorest in our world where aid may be cut. Guide governments how to help the poorest, we pray. And guide governments how to help those in our own communities who are struggling. And our local authority, here it's Aberdeenshire Council, guide the leaders and the officials how to do what is right. We pray for all affected by COVID in the coming days, for the lonely, the depressed, the struggling. And if there's something we can do, O Lord, guide us. And once again, we pray for all those involved in providing medical help, for the doctors and nurses and carers, and for the scientists. O Lord, may your light shine out over the coming weeks. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We sing to the tune St. Andrew, Jesus calls us o'er the tumult.
Thank you.
Let me try and summarise what the first Sunday of Advent might be saying to us. Our world, our community, and our inner selves more than ever need the peace of Jesus, the peace long promised, the light amidst a dark world that is possibly the darkest we've known in decades, in the sense of international tensions, societal and personal stresses and troubles. We need to rekindle the vision and the hope of better days to come, a world where people look out for each other through the darkness, a world of people working for peace and justice, a world where inner peace can be found. And it can, but we need to open up to the source, the true, long-promised source of justice and righteousness and understanding of God and people, Jesus. And we can catch glimpses of that vision and his help in the coming days of Advent if we hear his call to follow and open up as people of light. For that, we need, amidst it all, to be like Andrew and take time to reflect on what matters. Let Jesus' questions challenge us. Ask ourselves what we and others really need and want, and take time to come and see. Can we use Advent to let his kingdom into our hearts once again and respond? Let the little child of light speak to us, and let the openness of Andrew guide us, openness to others, to children, to Jesus. Be open to Andrew as a man who shared Jesus and his help with others. Let Andrew be a light to guide us. And as Andrew helped share food with those who were needy, can we do something practical in the coming weeks to let the light shine? For our own sakes, can we take time to think about Jesus and his light, his questions, his challenges, and how we can practically share it? For example, our churches have an Advent hamper outside Banff Parish Church halls, full of food for anyone to take or donate. Feel free to do either if you live nearby, or let others know it's there. For example, we are encouraging people to share a Christmas card this Christmas, this Advent, with somebody they don't know that well, maybe a neighbour we don't know. Or maybe we could put a light up that shines out to our neighbours in our windows, light a candle safely in our house for each week of Advent, or light a lamp if that's safer, and let it shine not just inside our houses, but to those outside. In the dark days of COVID-affected Christmas, let's each of us be candles of light where we can. And as our picture suggests, let's try and be people of light, accepting others, forgiving others, tolerating others again and again and again. It's hard, especially within our families. But Advent is a time to work at opening up, to let the light in and share it with others. Despite the stresses of these times, the light can shine yet again. Hear the hymn, "Hark the Glad Sound, the Saviour."
Every voice a song, 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 every voice a song
Thank you for joining us. I hope the readings today and the thoughts have helped you rekindle some desire to open up again to all that Advent can offer us. A chance to open up to the visions of peace and justice, peace for others and peace for ourselves within, that Jesus uniquely offers us. So now go with openness of heart to all that Jesus can offer. And may the blessing of God, who we know as Father, as Son, and as Holy Spirit, light up your path and your journey in the days to come. Amen.